trivia show. Sip it fast now. Here we go.
Hey, wine lovers and trivia tippers. Rusty Sellers here, producer of the show, pouring you a tall glass of grape knowledge and a splash of nonsense. If you've been following our epic 9-part Paul Cullen saga, congratulations. You deserve a cork-shaped medal. Today we're going to see just how closely you were listening. It's time for Paul Cullen Trivia and Fun Facts.
Trivia show, sip it fast now.
Here we go.
Two rounds, 5 questions each. Multiple choice, true or false. And possibly one that'll make you spit out your Moscato laughing. Let's get corked and started. Round one. From Rock to the Vine. Question one, true or false. Paul Cullen didn't even start playing an instrument until he was almost 20 years old. Did you guess true? That's correct. Question two, multiple choice. Before joining Bad Company, what business did Paul help his parents open in Florida? A, record store. B, dry cleaning business. C, sandwich shop. D, a mobile ferret spa called Weasel Easel. The correct answer, B, dry cleaning business. And hopefully that's the last time the words starch and rock star appear in the same sentence. Question three, true or false? Paul's first paid gig earned him a whopping $1,000 a week. Correct answer is false. It was $350. But hey, that's enough for a few strings and a six-pack. Question four. Multiple choice. Paul's audition for Bad Company took place in A, Los Angeles, B, London, C, New York City, D, a Chuck E. Cheese in Omaha. The answer is B, London. Though I'd pay money to see the Chuck E. Cheese version. Question five. During his audition, Paul was tested to see if he could drink and play at the same time. True or false? The correct answer is true. That's not a test, that's a lifestyle. How'd you do? If you nailed all five, you're a true fan of the show. Let's go. Round two. Question one, multiple choice. Paul's Italian wine label features a colorful design of A, a saxophone, B, a guitar, C, a wine bottle, D, a tattoo of me, Rusty Sellers, riding a corkscrew unicorn. Correct answer B, guitar. But I'd personally buy the unicorn bottle. Question two. Paul's private chef business began by accident after cooking for friends at home. True or false? True. See, not all kitchen accidents end with a smoke alarm. Question three, multiple choice. Paul's nonprofit foundation, Paul Cares, helps young people pursue careers in A, culinary and musical arts, B, underwater basket weaving, C, motivational mosh pits, D, accounting for drummers. A, culinary and musical arts. Because the world needs more chefs who can shred and guitarists who can saute. Question four. Paul's favorite travel destination and maybe future home is Tuscany. True or false? True. Question five. Multiple choice. What's the name of Paul's upcoming cookbook? A, The Rockstar's Kitchen. B, Cooking with Bad Company. C, Party Like a Rockstar. D, 50 Shades of Grape. Correct answer, C, Party Like a Rockstar. And yes, that title works on aprons, t-shirts, and tour buses. If you aced this quiz, pour yourself another glass, you've earned it. If you didn't, well, pour yourself another glass anyway. It helps with the learning curve. This is Rusty Sellers, reminding you to keep your corks tight, your trivia loose, and your pour steady. Until next time. Cheers, you magnificent vino scholars.
Trivia show, sip it fast now.
Here we go.